You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has defended the federal government's drought relief package after critics branded the payments for farmers insufficient. Under the $190 million drought relief measure, households eligible for the Farm Household Allowance, a fortnightly payment totalling around $16,000, will receive two additional payments in September and March. Couples in a household will receive up to an additional $12,000, while singles will receive up to $7,200. Drought awareness campaigner Edwina Robertson says the two payments are too little, too late. But the Prime Minister has told the ABC the package will provide much-needed support to farmers.
Well, it's not $12,000 by itself. The Farm Household Allowance varies on people's family circumstances, but typically it's about $15,000, $16,000 for a year. So we're adding for a family another $12,000 to that. So it's, as you know, Fiona Simpson, the president of the National Farmers Federation, has said, it is a generous increase. It's a generous supplement.
Nationals leader Michael McCormack admits more still needs to be done to help struggling communities. Mr. McCormack and Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce met farmers at a forum in the northwest New South Wales town of Attunga. Deputy Prime Minister McCormack says drought relief will be discussed when Parliament resumes next week.
You know, $12,000, as Barnaby just said, is a good payment, and it'll be very well received. But, it's going to pay for a few bills, put a bit of food on the table. But, you know, we need to do more. We will do more. We just need it to rain. We can't make it rain, but we can certainly be in there helping these farmers, doing what we can and listening to them.
Some parts of Queensland have been in drought for 7 years, while towns in some of the worst affected areas of New South Wales are starting to run out of water. The Nationals leader says he has fast-tracked regional infrastructure projects to create alternative jobs for struggling farmers.
But what we also are doing as the Infrastructure and Transport Minister, I'm bringing forward some of the programs such as Roads to Recovery to help these local councils make sure they've got a bit of work in their area, and even to help some of the farmers who may be seeking some off-farm income. So, get a few of those road projects up and happening.
Barnaby Joyce has welcomed the increased funding to farmers, saying urgent action is needed because the drought is affecting entire communities.
This is not just a drought for farmers, it's a drought for hairdressers, it's a drought for tyre businesses, it's a drought for cafes. It's a drought for everybody because the money dries up. If we lost our breeding stock, then we'd have a real problem. So bringing forward the capital works that Michael was just mentioning is a great outcome, because that allows us to basically keep the thing firing along.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.